it's famous for a reason, I think. It was certainly my dad's favorite concerto. I think the second movement was his favorite piece on the planet. So I definitely think about him every time I play it. Yeah, but I've been playing this since, I guess, I was 16, I think was my first performance, and I revisit it every few years. Audiences always spring to their feet at the end of it, so it's going to be with us for a long time to come.
How would you explain the popularity of Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto?
It has it all. I mean, it has virtuosity, of course. Anything with Rachmaninoff is you get to show off your fingers, and that's always thrilling and exciting. Maybe even more so than the Rachmaninoff third, the second has melodies, and it's just one nonstop song the whole time. And I think people, they can, you know, if it's just a bunch of notes, it's impressive for a short time, and then people kind of tune out. But if there's always a return to some kind of melody in a song, then I think that's kind of what the lasting appeal is all these great melodies.
And I love that you mentioned your dad and just him turning to that piano concerto. Can you set, do you remember like moments maybe growing up and your dad listening to it and what it was like?
Well, I didn't know until later that it was it was his favorite piece. Growing up, we used to listen to a lot of country music. I'm from Atlanta. I don't know if you can hear my southern accent, but but I mean, it was mostly country. A lot of Chet Atkins, the guitarist, but we did attend the symphony a lot, and so I got a mix of classical and country music, believe it or not. I don't know. I just years later, he just said, "Yeah, that's my favorite piece," and I didn't know.
That's funny. But,
and of course, there's the story that goes with it too, and I think it's sort of well known at this point, Rachmaninoff having problems composing and seeing the psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist was having him repeat over and over that, "Yes, you're a great, I'm a great composer. I will begin to write, and it will be a work of great quality," and just saying that over and over for a period of time, and eventually he did. He broke himself out of his depression. That personally speaks to me as well. You know, my dad did pass away about 3 years ago, and we all have trials, and music seems to bring me out of my depression often. So I feel like I have a connection with this particular piece.
Maybe a little bit about, so growing up on country music, what maybe tell me a little bit about your story and your trajectory into learning to be a classical pianist.
Well, it started with the Chet Atkins concert, actually. My dad was really, you know, even Chet, who's passed away now, of course, would acknowledge that my dad was his biggest fan. And we would travel over to see Chet. Often an orchestra would open for Chet Atkins, and somebody played Rhapsody in Blue just before Chet went on. And I was just blown away by that. My dad was kind of disappointed. He was hoping I would love the guitar and really take up the guitar, but it was Rhapsody in Blue that turned me on to piano. We go to the Atlanta Symphony, and we were always big supporters of NPR and so forth, so it was always on the radio.
Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me, and we're excited to have you here in Northwest Arkansas.
Sure, I can't wait.